You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Since our last UPR, the government of Cyprus had exerted intense effort to make substantial progress towards the promotion and the protection of human rights in Cyprus. In these past 5 years, we had improved our normative and structural framework for the promotion of human rights, especially as regards our obligations in the areas of gender equality, children's rights, the rights of LGBTI persons and persons with disabilities, as well as the rights of migrants, refugees and asylum seekers. My government had also prioritized the issue of human trafficking by adopting a new national action plan and enhancing cooperation between government departments and NGOs to better protect victims and safeguard their rights. Meanwhile, the comprehensive prison reform that had been undertaken was centered on a human-centric approach, emphasizing rehabilitation over punishment. The head of the Cyprus delegation, Law Commissioner Mrs. Kusuba, had relayed in her opening statement during the presentation of Cyprus' report that the universal periodic review process, and I quote, an indispensable opportunity to reflect on past achievements, discuss present challenges and the way forward, end of quote. Indeed, one of the most important aspects of this review is that it provides an invaluable, results-oriented roadmap for Cyprus. Towards this end, although Cyprus can probably accept the vast majority of the recommendations made on 29th January 2019, the most appropriate way forward is to allow line ministries and government departments to fully assess all the recommendations prior to giving the government's final response. In concluding, I wish to once again convey our deepest gratitude to you, Mr. President, as well as to the members of the Troika, Nepal, Austria, Uruguay, and the Secretariat for their invaluable work in these last few days, and also all the delegations participating in our UPR. Thank you very much, Mr. President.